Yesterday we discussed extensively the halacha of nichlen nishlim avid mitzvah moinei. Fascinating concept that you're allowed to take somebody else's item without permission. Very, very interesting. Very interesting concept. Shulchan Aruch speaks about the talis. The Gemara speaks about the tefillin and the sefer. And the question, the general consensus. I think it's very interesting that there is various. One exception, if it's regular, you can't do it. We learned also yesterday, if you're taking it out of the premises, that's also a problem. You can't just take a talus. Oh, that's a good talus. I'm going to make him it. And you're walking out of shul with that. That's certain. You can't do that. And, which I think is perhaps the most critical one, the most common one, is what happens if you know that particular individual is makbit. So that could be the case. We mentioned that a lot of people, you know, wouldn't be particular nowadays because of hygienic awareness. People wouldn't particularly be so comfortable. Perhaps somebody else is wearing my talis. So the question is, so we there is definitely the rule that if that on one hand there is clearly the rule. The basic rule is the assumption is we're happy for somebody to do the mitzvah with you. I will be happy even if I don't know about it. I'll be happy for somebody else to do the mitzvah with my items. That is a rule. On the other hand, is also a rule that if he knows that I will be makbid, he's not allowed to take it. He's not allowed to use it. So the question, I suppose, is very common nowadays. People are more. I'm more careful. And on the one hand, the example of the Ramah, which is a safer, people are probably less concerned about Sfarim nowadays. If I leave a Gemara on my stand, I probably don't care if people use it, contrary to what the Ramah says. As opposed to with the talis, Shulchan Aruch says it's fine. Perhaps it could be actually in the contrary that people are more concerned about the talis being used. There's another question, so it remains a bit of a question, to what extent do you have to assume that person cares? It's a good question. And perhaps the answer to that is that it depends a bit, I saw the post came speaking about this, it depends where it is positioned. So, if I keep my siddur in my shtender, or I keep my talis in my shtender, it may indicate that what? I keep it in my shtender. It may indicate it's private property and I might not enjoy so much. I may not want somebody to open up and take it, and even if he's going to fold it back, to put it back in my shtender. That might be it. But if somebody puts it on top of a shtender or just lying on the table, which a lot of people do as well, I know in yeshivas it's very, very common that they swarm, you know, you keep your gemara on your shtender for semi-permanently. So that may be indication that, you know, I keep it like in a public area open. That might be indication that it's open. So perhaps that might be the answer in terms of when can you assume a person cares, when a person can you assume that doesn't care. It depends on where it is positioned. Okay. Talis shel sefei rabosai. Talis shel shutfin. A talis of shutfin, or partnership. A talis belongs to partnership. Chayevus betzitzis is obligated in tzitzis. The ksiv al kanfei vigdehem. It says al kanfei on the corners of vigdehem of their baguette or their item, which indicates that it could, in a plural sense as well. So it could be a baguette of numerous people, and still it's chay betzitzis. So this is really following the conversation we had over the last couple of evenings in terms of where is it relevant? Sure. Exactly. The talis shel kahal probably may be an example of a talis shel shutfin. It is. It's a shutfus. Shutfus doesn't make a difference as to whether it's 2 people or 200 people. It's a partnership. So if we all, if there is, if a shul talis is purchased by the members, so it's probably a partnership. Now, you mentioned as well, I think it was you yesterday, that explained it doesn't necessarily mean that you only allow members to use it. I think you explained that the understanding is that anybody else can also use it. But it's certainly considered a shutfus in terms of the, you know, people who paid for it, or who had a part in it, it would be a talashal shutfum, and therefore it's chayev betzitzis. The Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if it is a talis which for some reason belongs half to a yid, half to a goy? I don't know why. You know, you need an investment, I don't know, you part. Oh, I see. So Mishnah Berurah says, in Sifkan Yudzayin, Shashutfin, the talis Shashutfin, Nochri V'Yisrael, if it belongs to a goy and a yid, interesting kind of shutfus. I think Abbasel can say a word or two about this. Oh, it is, no?
He has got talis.
I don't know what talus is. Okay, it might be an idea.
He doesn't know what talus is.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Good. Oi, ish ve'isha. Oi, a man with a woman have a shutfus. Oh yes, on his way to Gil. That's an interesting one, yeah. Oh, ish ve'isha, man and a woman having a joint talus, chayav b'tzitzis will be obligated in tzitzis. Will remain, the obligation will remain despite the fact that only half of it is actually belongs to a chayav digger person. Don't make a brach on it. Yeah. Now what happens? Interesting one. What happens? Mishnah will discuss this if got yudchay. It's the following question: what happens if you've got a partnership? Okay. See, a person can't afford the talus on his, he can't afford the full talus. So he asks his friend, Jumad, you know, it's 100 pounds a talus, you do 50, I do 50, and, you know, like this, we've got a talus. It's a great idea. Now, when it comes to wearing it, he says, you know, we bought it, I'm very happy we bought it, but actually, I'd rather you don't wear it, you don't use it. you know, it's nice, we bought it. If you start using it, it's going to start, you know, turning, it's going to look used. It's a shame. So it's partnership, but I'd rather not to use it. Okay, you know. So it tells us also about the relationship and kind of dynamics of that partnership as well. But Mishmur says as follows: what about a talis which both I agree, but in both using them, but if there is a shutfus, if it's a partnership and all tzitzis attached, and one of the partners it doesn't want his friend, he doesn't want the other one to use it, and despite the fact that there is a kedei chalukah, it is sufficient to actually split it if they wanted to. It's big enough. It's a big talus. You could actually, in principle, in theory, you could actually tear it in half, divide it into two. If you're now wearing it without permission of the other partner, and in fact you're even making a brach on it, you would be over on loisiso, because then you really, if your partner doesn't let, it's gezel, and you, the brach is brach levatola. The kolchkinim ain boy adayin tzitzis. Therefore, he goes into into the question of inheritance. If there's a talis that is inherited, and they haven't come to terms with they haven't actually figured out how to split the Yerusha. Have you heard of such a thing? People who like fight of Yerusha, have you heard of such a thing? Yeah. People fighting with Yerusha, so they're not coming to terms with it, you know, exactly. And the talus that is still is they can't come. The talus is still a machloikus. Yeshli zoshlo levoy cholav ashis pashu benem. They cannot use their father's talus, which is now deceased, and they want to. As long as they haven't figured out exactly to whom it belongs, who's getting what, and what is getting who, and everything. As long as that's not clear, they cannot. As long as there's no consent, there's no agreement. There's no you cannot make a bracha on the. Can I brach on the talus? It's got to be, it's a shutfus at that point because it's a Yerusha inheritance. Okay. It's very interesting, by the way, because if somebody is Yerusha talus and brothers are still said, no, we want to part in it, he wouldn't be able to make a brach on it. Very interesting. Okay. No, then it would be, no, that's because of the mechile. That's the mechile, that's fine. Yeah, that would be, yeah, that's fine. Yes.
Rabbi, what about if you bought a talus or used a talus by a non from Jew who's like a reformed Jew or even reform rabbi who wears a talus, would that be a problem?
Why would it be a problem to wear a talus of a reform rabbi?
I don't know, I'm just asking. Would it be a problem?
No, I don't. Well, the fact that it belonged to a reform person, if it's it doesn't matter if it belonged to a, but there would be a question about, is it a kosher talus because of the various, the many halachas that we've discussed? It's got to be done lishma. It's got to be done. It's got the tzitzit must be kosher tzitzis, etc., etc. But if everything is in, all the halachas are in place, then the fact that it belonged to a reformed person wouldn't pass the tzitzis. Okay, now Siman Tesvav is very interesting. It's about dismantling of tzitzis. This is going to give us a few of the concept about Malim Bekdusha Maridim Mekdisha. Let's see what is he talking about. I want to do Sif Aleph tonight. Mutal Hatia tzitzis metales zev, litnon betales acher. You're allowed to take tzitzis from one. You're allowed to take tzitzis from one baguette, one garment, and put it into a different talis. Avol, but if you were to now he explains. So you are allowed to take the tzitzis off. And if you've got kosher tzitzis and you're taking them off, you're allowed to take them off as long as you're going to put it into a different baguette, which is chayv tzitzis. However, if you're taking the tzitzis off and you're not putting onto any other garment, that's a problem. Why is that a problem? You are moirit, you are decreasing the kedusha of those tzitzis. Yesterday they were attached on a baguette to fulfilling a mitzvah. They have positive, constructive purpose to those tzitzis. Now I've taken them off, I've dismantled the tzitzis, and now they are random, nothing, no kedusha anymore. You've now been moirit the kedusha of this garment. Similarly, if you are taking those tzitzis and you are putting them into a tzitzis which is not a chiyuv tzitzis, that would be a problem as well. An example for that would be if you have a bag of tzitzis and you're taking them off, you're dismantling this baguette, and you're putting onto a baguette, say for instance, of a cotton, of a child who is not a Baal Chiyuva, that would be problematic. Of course, the child must wear tzitzis, but it's certainly on a lesser obligation than an adult. Therefore, by taking the tzitzis of an adult and putting it onto, dismantling it, putting on a tzitzis, no offense, but you're putting it onto a child's tzitzis, you're marine mikdusha, which would be a problem. That's what the Rambam is teaching us. With Dafka Betale Shel Baal Chiyuva, here he goes into a ancient minhag that some chevah kedishas have the minhag to. You'll tell us a thing or two about this. To take off the tzitzis of a mace before burial, to take off the tzitzis because of the grosh and everything, so they take off the tzitzis of a mace, so that is okay. To dismantle the tzitzis of somebody who was nifter, that's permitted. That's an exception to the rule, I suppose, because the mace is part of the mitzvahs. And that's...
Why did they remove it?
They remove it. I think that the ultimate reason is because of loig l'rosh. Just like you cannot, like in a Beis Olim, in a cemetery, one has to tuck the tzitzis in because it's loig l'rosh. Loig l'rosh meaning that you are making mockery or kind of emphasizing, you say, I can still do mitzvahs and you can't. So the tzitzis is
a...
Pardon?
Talking about the mace himself.
Yeah.
It's very different.
Why explain?
You explain. That's the
question. Why are you saying that? What? That?
I'm saying if someone else is coming along, they're showing off.
Right. Yeah. But so the concept would be, and again, not everybody does it, but the ones who do it, they say that it's also like emphasizing he cannot do the mitzvah anymore. There's no way he himself, the nifter, can fulfill the mitzvah. So what's the point of having a beggar that comes with tzitzis on? It's as if you're trying to rub it into him himself. He's unable to do this mitzvah anymore.
What about?
Yeah. Some do, again, some people do and some people don't. And you are explaining the Ramah is addressing the minhag that some communities have that they will detach the tzitzis of the mesim, and that's the rationale behind it.
Rabbi, what about, don't they sometimes bury a mace in the tzitzis, cover him up in the tzitzis?
Absolutely, exactly. Absolutely. As just mentioned now, in the talus, yes. So that is, many communities have that, that minhag, but there are others who detach the tzitzis, and that is what the Ramo is addressing. That it's not a problem, you can detach the tzitzis of a mace, because he's a part of them tzitzis. Yeah, okay.
The baguette is in the baguette's not in good condition, so you want to take it off, because you want to
You sure can, yes.
But the tzitzis you can't
dispose. Yes, so you can use those tzitzis.
But I don't want to use them, they're not in the best condition.
So, yes.
They're not possible, but I just...
Yeah, okay, so if they are not in a good shape, so that will be discussed later what the halach is exactly, what happens with tzitzis that are still halachically kosher, and you're detaching them from is the halach of merid, you know, or bektusha or not, that will be addressed by Bezer Hashem. Okay, so just to summarize what we learned this evening, we spoke about talashul shutfas is chai betzitzis. We learned if you can't even assume that the shutfas is okay with it. If the shutfas is a problem with it, you cannot make a bracha on the talas shel shutfin. So, but yes, talashul shutfim is chai betzitzis. We also learned that talas there is a problem of dismantling the tzitzis. It's a bizoyan. You're not allowed to take the tzitzis off a garment and leave them random. That's a bizoin. Dismantling is a problem. However, if you're rearranging it onto another tzitzis, that's okay, provided that the tzitzis you're rearranging it to is chai betzitzis as well. So, for instance, an example that we said would be a problem would be if you're taking the tzitzis off of an adult tzitzis, you're arranging it onto a chinuch set, that would be problematic. Okay, good.